Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tranquil blitzing. He's picked up. Here comes another one. Bolton coming after him. And the pass is intercepted. Chanel able to make the play in front of Andrews. Third down. Ball pops out. Popped right out of the hands. And Kansas City has the football. Lamar in trouble. And he's decked. A sack by Karlaftis.
And the sack is when we think, that's courtesy of CBS Sports, by the way, is when we think the injury took place?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. There was no clear injury. I don't know. He hurt his hamstring on the sack. And I mean,
I have questions.
Who the hell knows? I don't know.
I have questions. I do. Did the coaching staff say, you know, Ronnie Stanley's out, offensive line's not doing a big job? He got sacked 7 times last week. That's your third sack today. How about you just sit it out for the rest of the game? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a guy who's thinking he quit on his team. I don't believe that.
No, I don't think he would. Ever, actually.
Call this game a loss? Okay. Quit on your team? No, I don't think he did that. I don't think he's really wired that way.
No, I don't either. I don't believe he is at all. I do know that the Ravens injury report looks worse than the Orioles now. And that's saying a lot. I mean, a lot.
Orioles used 70 players this year. let's wait for a while for that. It's 11.
The Ravens have 14 guys out. That's more than half your starting roster. That's unbelievable. And that's from a bigger sample size. I mean, baseball, you have 9 guys. This is 22 guys on the field and special teams. 14 of them are out.
It's a horrible, horrible situation. It is, but you know, it's. I think let's see how long term it goes. Injuries are a factor. If anybody says they're not a factor, then you're not. You don't understand. Your starter is better than the guy who comes off the bench. Except in rare situations.
Yeah, at every position. Except, yeah. You know.
Rare situations.
Sometime you find, a guy that was hiding his light under a barrel on the bench.
Exactly. Or, a rookie that hadn't gotten his chance yet because there's a veteran with some serious tenure and still has some ability. He may not be better than a rookie, but he still has some legitimate ability. You see those cases. Those are rare. I'll give you one. The Giants. Jackson Dart is better than Russell Wilson. That's a situation. But we knew that going into the season.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of him being a rookie. But right now with the Ravens, those guys that are backing up the starters, Cooper Rush is not better than Lamar. Whoever plays behind Ronnie Stanley should be behind Ronnie Stanley. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I question, just like Joe questions, if your backups aren't better than your starters, why, oh, why, oh, why is Justin Hill on the field more than Derrick Henry? Derrick Henry's not injured.
That I do not understand that. And so, I mean, when he starts with the game dictated that you got to throw the ball, okay, fine. But why is Henry not the one running the ball if you're going to run it that many times? I just do not.
And I'm sorry, I know this is supposed to be quarterback evaluation. Here's our quarterback evaluation, and Ed, you can disagree with me if you want. They have a chance to win with Lamar Jackson. They don't have a chance to win with Cooper Rush.
Oh,
in the discussion.
Yeah.
Stop trying to convince yourself of anything other than that. Cooper Rush is not going to come in and save the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ain't happening, because it's certainly not happening with this defense. This is the biggest paradigm shift I've had in this town regarding sports. With talking about the Ravens, you ain't winning with this defense. What? Usually, they keep you in games. Usually, nobody can run on this defense. Your pass defense may be a little suspect sometime, but nobody can run on it. And they'll get their sacks. They'll be first or second in the league somehow.
I'm gonna say
this is stunning.
I'm going to say this one more again. In their three losses, they give it up 41, 38, and 37 points.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. 41, 38, and 37 points. In three losses, they've given up 116 points.
Wow.
That's an average of 39 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback review, you need defense. That's the quarterback review for today. Play defense. And for those of you, and this is what gets me. When you try to present the problems, people keep telling you that's not the problem. Well, Zach Orr is not the problem. Well, pass rush. Well, pass rush isn't the problem. Okay, then what's the problem then?
Harbaugh.
There's a problem for everything. I mean, what's the problem then? Because all the things that we say that happened with the injuries, Ed, I'm sorry, but my friend, but they didn't have a lot of injuries when they gave up 41 to Buffalo.
No. No.
They didn't have a lot of injuries when they gave up 38 to the Lions.
Hey, Joe said it all, maybe off air, or maybe on air. They were the healthiest team in the NFL the last two seasons. They still didn't win at all. They, you know, lost in the postseason. So, something's up. But this is just horrific. Depending on how this injury situation, you know, turns out, and it's not good either way, because a lot of guys are really in a bad way, but this could be one of those seasons you're just going to have to throw away. Like, I firmly believe they can turn this around if these guys are fairly healthy. Fairly healthy. Like, if Ronnie's not going to be out for an extended period, Lamar, of course, is the key, but these other people, like, what happened to Wiggins? What's up with, you know... Marlon, like, how are they going to do? Are they going to be able to play in the next game, next two games? Because the schedule's not impossible. You've got winnable games. But, man.
Well, here's the problem.
I don't know what to think.
No. I don't believe there is a such thing as throwing it away, because in the midst of it all, the coach has got to keep the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no throwing away.
No, I don't mean for them. I mean for us. We use your expectations change. Like, okay. Well, take whatever they, you know, there's no way they're going to win it. You know, they go to the Super Bowl this year, will accept whatever comes. So I just don't know what to think right now looking at this team.
Let's go to Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Man, hey, whatever they putting in the water, hey, start an investigation in the Baltimore water, man. Too many injuries to both our teams this year, man. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
They're drinking the same water we're drinking. I'm not injured. You're injured?
I'm limping.
Hey, maybe give them some coupons to the Lions then. I don't know. But
you said they backed up or something, Kevin?
They might be, bro. They might be. Hey, but the thing that really gets my – that really bothered me is me saying that all these people saying Lamar quit, he faked his injury. I guess Matabike quit early because he's seen it coming, right? That's what bothers me is when you question people's
character,
and integrity, you know. And I'm like, Lamar has never, in my opinion, giving us any giving fans any reason to think that.
Kevin, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a decision amongst the coaching staff to say, look, man, we got injuries up front. This game is going in the wrong direction. Maybe we ought to just keep you off until next week. But if they did that, that's not the first time that that's happened for any team. I wouldn't be surprised about that. But I agree. Lamar just saying I quit? No. No, I'm not buying that.
That's I just don't see that in them. You know what I mean? Some people you see, like, I can get that. But with Lamar, I really don't like questioning professional athletes if they quit and all that, you know, because you never – you can't say what they did or what they didn't do because you're not there, you know. But – that just bothered me, man. We're going to be all right. You might just have to go, 10-7? Whatever.
Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot for the call, my man. 410-583.
10-7. They better put together quick. They got three losses already.
I think we had the text exchange last night. That's what I said. I think 11-6, 10-7.
10-7, yeah.
They'll get in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.